piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Here we are in the summer season and the peaches are ripe. Just recently we talked about preparing raw peaches.
Yes.
And how delightful that can be. But there's more to be done with the peach.
Peaches are great baked. Part of the problem with peaches, John, is they're juicy.
Yeah, they're very.
They're not like apples. So if you're going to make a pie with a peach, you have to be very careful with how you're going to thicken the juices in the pie. For a lot of people, they tend to add too much flour or too much cornstarch.
There are certain
tricks you can use for making a peach pie. I decided what I wanted to do was try to make a peach torte. Several years ago, I had been working with the Italian prunes. All you do with those plums, because they're such dense fruits and they're not very watery, you can make a cake batter and then you can put the plums right on top. When they bake, they sink down into the batter and they disappear.
Yeah.
But if you took sliced peaches and did that, it would be a watery mess. So I happened to be, reading Cooks Illustrated and then also watching a video on their website on how to get the moisture out of the peach simply by baking it. So what they did, and I followed suit, what they did was they would take fresh peaches, they'd cut them in half, twist the halves apart. They have to be freestone. And then they would peel the peaches. And if the peach is really ripe, the peel would come off very easily with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
They also introduced something called a serrated vegetable peeler, which I had never heard of. And they said that if the peel wouldn't come off by peeling, you could use the serrated vegetable peeler to get the peel off.
Yeah.
Another way, however, is to have a pot of boiling water going, drop the peaches in the water for 30 to 40 seconds, take them out, put them in very cold water to shock them, and then the peel comes right off.
Mm-hmm.
What they did was they had halved peeled peaches that they put on a baking sheet, sprinkled 2 tablespoons of sugar over 2 pounds worth of peaches in a 375 degree oven for about a half hour.
Uh-huh.
And then they would flip them over and bake for another 20 to 30 minutes more at 375 degrees until they were cooked. But they'd also had released a lot of their juices.
I see.
What I did was I took the plum torte batter, which is a very simple cake batter. It will be up on the MTPR website. You make the batter, you spread it in a springform pan, and then I took those halved peaches and I cut them in half again, so I had wedges. And then I covered the entire surface of the cake batter with the wedges of the peaches. And I weighed the amount of wedges, and it was 1 pound. Okay, so these are 1 pound of baked peach wedges. And then I baked it for 1 hour at 350 degrees, took it out of the oven. You couldn't see the peaches anymore because the batter rose over them and engulfed them. When the cake is completely cool, you remove the sides of the springform pan, and then you cut it into servings. And what's so interesting about this, John, is the texture. At the very point of the wedge, in other words, the central part of the torte, when you eat it, it's very pudding-like.
Yes.
And it's like the peach and the cake batter, they blend perfectly. Then when you work your way towards the outer edge, it gets cakier.
Yes.
And by the time you get to the very edge of the cake, it's kind of crusty.
I'm here to attest, folks, because he served me some of this.
Ah, yes.
It's just as you say. There's that little gradation from the center, sort of pudding-like, out to that crustiness. Mm-hmm. It's an adventure in eating.
It definitely is an adventure in eating. It's a different taste as you're working through because the texture is different.
That's right.
You don't need anything else with this torte. It's very simple all by itself. I mean, if you wanted to, of course, you could always accompany it with a dollop of lightly sweetened whipped cream. But I wouldn't want to put ice cream on it. I wouldn't want to put creme anglaise on it. Keep it very, very simple. And you get the taste of that wonderful fresh peach.
Did you use the same parameters as far as cooking, the same temperature?
Absolutely the same as for the plum torte.
So,
didn't change a thing. 350 for 1 hour to bake the torte. 375 to bake the peaches first.
All right. It sounds just tremendous. I'm still thinking about it. And you be thinking about it and come back next week for
the food guys.
da 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 da